Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show on a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley. I am here to promote a remarkable radio program today and a remarkable radio program tomorrow. I want to let everybody know, tomorrow morning at this time, we'll be down on Landis Avenue in Sea Isle City. Almogator will be there. If you get there at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, a special guest appearance.
Bye.
Bentley Cataldi, because Al Morganti, Al, you're going to do this, right? In an effort to even enhance his Hall of Fame credentials, will take my dog and do what I have been unable to do for over a week, get an urine sample. And what did you say before the show to me, Al?
Should take like 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Oh, can we time him?
5 minutes.
Let's time him.
Well, I ain't going to take it for a couple hours. But it'll be done in 5 minutes.
No, you can't do it. He has to be out before. Bentley doesn't like crowds.
Kelce. We won't be with a crowd.
Jason Kelce will be there at 8. There'll be a crowd with Jason Kelce.
Yeah, but I won't be with it. I'll be with Bentley trying to get him.
No, you're not. No. Yes. Bentley is. He needs to be back home by 7.
No.
You told me 5 minutes.
Well, it'll take 5 minutes once he starts.
All right, anyway, it should be. And needless to say, at 8 o'clock tomorrow at the OD yes. OSHA Drive, Jason Kelce is going to be there.
Hell
it's going to
yeah!
be phenomenal. And I am thrilled that we are doing this tomorrow. And yeah, I am working on a Wednesday.
Oh.
Man of honor. Man of iron. I can
machine,
do
buddy.
Three straight. How do I do it? But I am currently a man in crisis.
Oh.
And I would like to help. Not so much of my co-hosts, because you're not fans, you're professionals.
Oh, what happened?
You're a top sports professional.
Yeah, right.
Oh, right.
But just the average fan.
Mm-hmm.
Because in 6 months, that's all I am. I'm just an average fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I am suffering right now a crisis in faith.
Oh, no. What happened?
Yes, I am. Jonesy, I have been a sports fan for well over 60 years.
Wow.
And I can tell you something right now. I am at my peak of frustration in those 6 decades.
Let's put you there.
Well, a lot of stuff. And it's harder for me now to actually root for teams, to be as into it as I was as recently as 4 years ago during the Eagles run.
Yeah.
I am not the fan I was 4 years ago. And you know why? Because maybe it's part of doing this job. The noise has gotten so loud now, it's drowning out my love for sports entertainment. And I'm gonna give you some examples of this. The best one I could give you is what happened yesterday. And we talked about it. It did not get the legs nationally that it should have. The Chicago White Sox are instructing their star players not to run hard to first base.
Yes.
If that's my team, and a guy hits a ball in the gap, and I look over, and he's standing on first on what should have been a double, I can't block it out. I can't block it out.
You shouldn't block it out. It shouldn't happen.
I've watched this game for 60-some years, and that's a double.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to risk losing Nick Castellanos, so we have told him to jog to first and accept a single.
Right.
It's not the game.
No, it's not.
The game is not the game I fell in love with. It's not the same. And just so you understand, and we're not goofing around here, there is no actual recording of Tony La Russa, the 79-year-old manager of the White Sox, stating he said it to a reporter, but it's not recorded. So we are able, through the magic of internet, to record it. This is the actual comment made by La Russa as simulated through the internet. Listen.
We literally have five of the non-guys who are playing under trainer instructions that if they make a routine out, they slow it down. If you watch closely, there are extra bases we haven't taken, and you can sit them, but they're key offensive guys. So as long as the fans understand it, they're not lazy, but their legs are important.
All right, now, there is no such instruction with the Phillies.
No.
But at least one member of their team does it routinely. Here he is.
Here's a swing and a drive to right center field. It's deep. And that ball is going to be off the out-of-town scoreboard. It's in play. And Odubel is going to get a single out of this.
He didn't run.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a Rhea, continuing that's problem.
You're younger than me. Yeah. You are, I'd love to believe, less cynical. All right? Yes. Just tell me this. When something like that happens in a game, do you become less a fan?
I don't become less a fan. I become frustrated. I mean, I yell
but
at the TV.
Do you become more disgruntled that you're a sports fan and they are changing the rules on the fly?
No, because not every player does it.
All right. Well, let me try something else. Mm. Al, you know a guy is awful.
Okay.
You know a guy is a jerk.
Bad player.
Can you still root for him?
In a situation.
In a situation.
Yeah, guy, I need a single.
Yeah. All right.
I root for him to get. Look at the pitcher the Phillies had.
Brett Myers.
Yeah.
That 11 pitcher. Was it 11 pitch at bat?
I didn't care what happened.
You didn't hear me cheering for him.
Oh, well, you heard a lot of people in that stadium cheering
for him. I know you did.
Him.
They were able to do what I can't do.
Well, you have to.
But here's a guy. Could you root for a man named Blake Snell? Forget what he did to Harper. This is a guy Major League Baseball is asking you to cheer for.
I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
No, right?
Can you do
it? For that guy
Let me try one more for you. This guy is currently out in a sports cesspool. Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Oh, this guy.
Right? He's got his teammates, Durant and Kyrie Irving. His name is Ben Simmons. He's not even the top two diva on the team. Could anybody ever root for this guy?
I am who I am. It is what it is.
I am who
no.
I am. It is.
Can you
what it is.
Can you root for him?
No, that guy can't.
So what are you going to do?
Hope that they're not on your team.
He's one of your stars. What are you going to do?
Well, that's Ben Simmons made it very difficult for me to really root for the Sixers when he was here.
I
just couldn't stand him.
I'm going to tell you something else. It's still hard for me to root for the Sixers because of another guy. See if you recognize this voice.
We like DJ. We're going to keep starting him, whether you like it or not.
I don't care for the way he speaks, but when they're playing, I don't think about
him. Doc Rivers has no respect for me.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers doesn't respect me. Why should I respect him? I need to talk to fans today who are struggling to remain ardent fans. This is the best sports station in America. It's been that way for over 30 years. And the reason WIP is so great is because of the fan base and the passion. And I need today to speak to some fans who are dealing with the same frustrations I am. Because, Jonesy, I don't get it. I don't know what we as fans are supposed to do when teams are instructing their own players now not to play the game the right way.
Don't tolerate it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right now on the beach in Seattle this weekend. I'm talking to fans. They come by once in a while. I have a nice little cabana.
Babe Ruth came by to see you.
Yeah, Babe Ruth. Yeah. She was one of the people. And I went, I can't wait for the Eagles season, but I'm already frustrated because doctors told them that they shouldn't play when the other 31 teams were preparing for a season. So the Eagles took 2 extra weeks off with no medical science behind this and sacrificed preparation for preservation. And I don't think it's going to work. And I'm already frustrated because the first guy that gets hurt at training camp, I'm going to say they should have been for the OTAs or they should have been at the minicamp.
Yeah, and you should say that.
Right? Shouldn't I say that?
You should.
Yeah.
Well, I got Nick. Just listen again. Nick Sirianni is telling you who's making the decisions now. It's not him. It's not his bosses. It's doctors.
There's also got to be a point of, yes, I'm hearing the trainers, I'm hearing the strength staff in our sports science department, I'm hearing the doctors, all right? They're the experts in the yardage. They're the of how many guys, how much guys have run, the timing of this day is a longer day, and then this day is a shorter day, this day is a longer day.
And you get to a point, and you say to yourself, who am I rooting for? I got to worry that they have the right doctors now so they'll let them play football.
And that's been a concern with the Eagles.
Isn't it?
The last couple of years.
It used to be so simple. You come on, the game's coming on. Go Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S. It was simple. Now I got 100 other issues entangling how I feel about a team. And it's so much harder. I need to talk to you fans. 215-592-9494. I come bearing gifts.
Oh.
I come bearing gifts, Al. Signed Jason Kelce jersey. We'll be with him tomorrow. $50 Visa gift card. Tickets to Phillies Cardinals.
This That's
is
a good
some
one.
Great stuff.
Saturday.
Cindy, thank you for this. I got a limited edition Kelly Green, Jason Kelce t-shirt. Brand new. Set up for our event. And I got a Aaron Nola Phillies jersey desk chop. Cornhole game.
Mini cornhole game you can play at your desk at work.
What's a mini cornhole?
Well, it's instead of a big, huge thing, it's just a small thing and play it while you're working and on the internet and not working.
All right, Jonesy, I don't need any feedback on that one.
I'm not giving you
that's corn boy.
I know my corn.
All these are there. It's real simple. And I ran this by Rhea. Rhea's the judge today because she's the skinniest among us. All right? And I said, Rhea, is it still okay? In honor of, what's her name, Kathy Bates, the actress. Mm-hmm. Very phenomenal actress.
She's very good.
She's battled her weight her whole life.
What'd she do?
She's been heavy at times and less heavy at others.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking here for famous people who are fat.
Okay.
Fat, famous people.
Oh, all right.
All right?
Yeah, I guess.
Please join us now for one of these prizes. The judge will be... Skinny Rhea Hughes. 215-592-9494. Before I go to the phone, I got one other aspect of this I want to roll out here. Because there's another thing, Judge. And maybe it's just because I know these people too well, having to do this job every day. How can anybody possibly root for either Roger Goodell or Daniel Snyder?
I don't think
for either one.
I don't think anybody does.
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, Roger Goodell runs the most popular league in America. By far,
but he's
the
disliked.
NFL.
But no one cheers for him.
And Daniel Snyder, if you're a Washington fan, how in God's name can you ever root for that man knowing his history?
You can't.
And listen to this. This is two guys together with no honor or credibility. This is Roger Goodell talking about Daniel Snyder. Listen.
Dan Snyder has not been involved in day-to-day operations. Don't believe he's been at the facility at all. We continue to have league matters. Tanya's represented the team as the CEO, both on a day-to-day basis, but also here at the league.
Tanya is Snyder's daughter, and Tanya is doing nothing. Daniel Snyder's still doing it. He's dodging a subpoena now out in France.
Yes, he's on a luxury yacht.
And then he said he wasn't dodging it. He just felt that this time it wasn't proper.
No, his lawyer's not available.
His lawyer is out somewhere doing something. All right? And then, one more. I got one more. Man, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, congratulations. You haven't had a crappy enough team. Now you've got the most despicable human being as your starting quarterback if they ever let him play. And here is his lawyer talking about how Watson's pure as the driven snow.
I don't know how many men are out there now that have had a massage that perhaps occasionally there was a happy ending.
Who am I supposed to root for?
I can't believe he
Who
said
am
that.
I? Wait till you hear. I'm going to read the statement now that Kyrie Irving put out yesterday.
Yeah.
How can you root for him?
You don't.
I have to.
No, you don't.
He's on the court wearing my city's jersey.
Well, if he was here, it'd be a problem.
What am I supposed to do? Jonesy, you were a player. Help me. I'm in crisis.
Yeah, don't cheer for those guys. And when they're gone, then you can hope that really bad things happen to them when they're on a different team.
Don't cheer for some.
Yeah, right, don't.
Odubel Herrera hits a game-winning home run
tonight.
Don't
cheer for him.
What am I going to do?
No, you don't cheer for him anyway.
If he hits a home run and the Phillies win,
you'll cheer for your team if your team wins, but you're not happy for the individual.
I don't know how to react. Do you understand me? I don't. If I know a guy is a contemptible jerk,
yeah,
and in the case of Odubel, a moron to boot.
Yes, all right? He is. Complete.
And now I've got, and he just won my team the game. I'm sitting there. I don't even know how to react.
Be happy your team won, but don't be
Hold
happy for what he did. That's all.
Deshaun Watson is allowed to play and gets knocked on his ass on the first
Cheer.
Play.
Cheer
I can
like
be
crazy.
Happy like
yes,
that.
You can.
He's writhing in pain. Is it okay now?
Yes, it is.
Jonesy said it's okay.
It's fine. He's on the other team. It doesn't matter.
Right? But, oh, wait, the pain isn't that bad. He can get a massage. It'll come right out.
Yeah. Work it out there.
I like how you work that in.
No, I don't know what to do. Is there anyone out there struggling like I am with the combination of the wussification of my sports and all these horrible people in it?
Well,
all of them.
Well, when Ben Simmons comes back and actually plays a game, you'll have an opportunity to boo him, and that's a great thing.
You know what? When you really look at it, Irving's worse anyway.
Yeah.
He's not even the worst.
He's no good anyway anymore. He can't play.
These guys are so despicable that I, as a fan my whole life, stand before you. Well, actually sit before you this right. morning, wondering if the day I walk out for the last time, I'll ever be a sports fan again. I don't know that I will
there's
be.
There's a few people that aren't.
Jonesy,
anymore.
I don't know if I will be. And it's
that's
not,
too bad. That's just, no good. Yeah, I would hate
that. And I
to
would
happen.
Think maybe just people who have been around as long as I have and saw games when they were purer, when they were more fun to root for.
You just didn't know how bad the guys were back then.
Maybe.
You didn't.
I don't
know. The stories that have come out.
No, but I'll tell you this, Rhea. Nobody was telling the players not to play hard.
Well, that's
that
ridiculous.
That never happened. Do you understand? That never happened.
No, that's ridiculous.
And nobody issued a statement after they took $37 million and said, I'm a superb person. I'm a wonderful. You're normal. I'm not normal. I'm better than you.
Yeah. Well.
That's what Kyrie did. He needs, you know what he needs? He needs his ass kicked. Jonesy, I may send you up to Brooklyn.
I'll take care of it.
Joey Sacco, too.
We'll get him.
215-592-9494. We come back, ladies and gentlemen. A special offer for you out there. If you have a size 10 foot, we are going to play a game called Cinderfella. Somebody is going to get the coolest pair of sneakers I have ever seen if you have a size 10. And what you need to do is call in right now, 215-592-9494, and identify yourself as a size 10. Then we will attempt to make arrangements for you to come in during the show, where one of us, not me, will slip on the sneaker.
Ain't me either.
If it'll be like a glass slipper, Al. And if it fits, you must acquit.
That's the wrong one.
No, that's the wrong one.
That's a glove.
If it fits, you get the sneaker. How's that?
That's good. That's a lot better.
2-1.
You get to keep it.
215-592-9494. WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.